Welcome aboard Bus One. Welcome to the 2024 Bus One March Madness Tourney. We're on our way to Phoenix, Arizona for the Bus One Final Four. And we've got some time to kill. Let's play some trivia. Gamers, introduce yourselves. First from the Midwest side of the bracket.
Standing at 5'9" center, we have Ethan.
Ethan what?
Don't ask.
Social security number, 3 digits from the back of your mouth.
I'll say it at the end of the episode.
And Max.
And then coming to us from the east side of the bracket.
I'm John.
And I'm Dante.
I'm the offer you can't refuse.
Nice. So.
Nice.
If you have been following along with the tournament so far, you'll know that these four contestants scored the first and second highest on their first episodes. And now we are moving on to see who will be the 2024 Bus One champion today.
Wow!
Exciting stuff. So the rules are generally the same, but we are doing things differently today. Just like other episodes, we have three levels of five questions with points increasing per level. However, for this episode, the final four is only the first two rounds. At the end of the second round, the top two players will move on for the championship in
what?
The third round.
And the other two have to log off in shame.
No, they have to mute themselves
to
and sit there.
And just watch.
Wow.
Just
sit in silence?
Like, no, you like can, you're sick.
You can comment. It's okay.
This is, okay.
But you
can type in the chat.
At that point, you cannot answer any more questions.
This is ridiculous.
Wow.
I
you
might
signed
just
up for
quit
two-thirds
now
of an
protest.
Episode, Dante.
Yeah. I'm not going to play that.
Dante was going to have a good shot with this before, but now I don't know.
I
round
never
three
had
is where
shot.
Dante comes alive, famously.
This is underdog story.
That. We are doing buzzing for various questions, not all questions. We are doing the challenge still, and there's only one challenge for the entire episode. But because it's split the way it is, you have to challenge like when the question happens.
Okay.
So there's not going to be an opportunity at the end of the episode to go back. And I'm not telling you which round it's in. It could be in the first two or it could be in the third round.
Surely
well,
you
why would
do
it be
that
in round
that's
three.
Wildly frustrating.
That would just be cruel to put it in the third.
I don't like this.
That's bad. Actually,
you know what that is? Bad.
That's poor gamesmanship.
This is Final Four, baby. You gotta be good.
NCAA.
You gotta know your
tourney rules.
I'm already mad at the ref.
On the field.
This is not. No. This is not. That's not an excuse because in the actual tournament, they don't like change the rules of basketball. They're like, but for this one,
more and more.
This
everyone knows.
We're gonna make new lines on the court.
So three pointers. Those are two now.
But everything else is the same. So any questions? No Googling. I didn't say that, but no Googling.
Oh, okay. Thank God. I can close my eight other tabs
in there. So for round one, we are doing general trivia about the locations for the sites that hosted the Sweet 16 and the Final Four this year.
It'd be great if you know a lot about Detroit.
So that being said, let's start with question one. It's just like for just everyone's aware, someone buzzes, I stop reading the
you
question.
You stop reading.
Not everyone does that.
Yeah, got it.
Wait, before you start, are those new glasses, Bryce?
No.
Okay. Well, they look good.
They're cool.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
A nice tour show.
Very good timing.
Very, very needed.
ref flattery will not get you anywhere. So.
We'll see.
It was a good attempt.
Let me be the judge of that.
All right. Question one. The west side of the bracket of this year's tourney was in L.A. Which of the following TV shows is also set in the L.A. metro area? A. Big Bang Theory. B. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Max is buzzed.
A. Big Bang Theory?
That is correct.
What? I mean...
I should have stopped earlier.
It's not. What? It's what a different city. It's not L.A.
It's Pasadena.
It's Pasadena.
It's
Pasadena.
Okay. I said metro area specifically.
I knew where it was. So I was like drawing lines of like, does this count? It's close, but it's not. It's like a suburb.
Y'all
like
knew more about Big Bang Theory
right?
than I did.
Yes.
And you can challenge.
The other two that I had were Will and Grace and Golden Girls, just so you're aware.
Where does Golden Girls take place?
No.
Miami.
Okay.
Oh.
Thanks, Bryce. Tracks.
That's why they're always.
Will and Grace is New York City and Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt is Brooklyn. So
it's why they're always
cool. All right, moving on. Question two. Shortly after the West Sweet 16 game started, for some reason, the East game started after in Boston. Which of the following facts about Boston is false? Everyone ever got that?
We understand.
Yes, I understand how a negatively coded right. question
is. John has no problem with this.
Yeah. Alec, yeah, no, we all understand this.
No Alec complaints yet.
We get it. All right. A, the city is home to the most championships of the five major U.S. sports. B, Boston was home to America's first subway, like train subway. C, Boston's nickname is Beantown. Or D, Boston is home to the first college in North America. Dante.
Okay, I feel like it's the... I'm between B and D. I'm going to go with D.
D is incorrect.
Dang it.
It is home to the first college in North America, and that college is...
Boston College.
I went to King's college in Boston.
Harvard.
Harvard. I went to college in the Boston area, is what you'd actually say if you went there.
Right, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, John, what are you talking about? All right. Ethan.
All right, so I was also thinking D, but I think now I'm gonna pivot towards A, the most wins in like all sports.
That is correct.
Nice.
Boston is second behind New York.
Yeah, yes. That makes sense.
New York has 35 combined from baseball alone.
Yeah.
And they have 65 total. And Boston is second, and they have 40. So
those Red Sox just ain't as good, you know?
I do know.
So which city was that supposed to be? Sorry, like our listeners know.
Categorize that accent right now.
A little bit of
You need to put it in the subtitles, like in brackets, like in blank accents.
In a mildly offensive accent.
Yeah. In an undefined accent.
Whatever. Whatever.
In mid-Atlantic question mark?
Accents. Cities. Forget about it.
Oh, there we go. Saved
that
it.
Was
saved
spot
it.
On. That was good.
You saved it with that. You saved it.
Really stuck it. Stuck the landing there.
Little fun, doubling down. Fun fact on here that I thought was hilarious. Do you know why it's nicknamed Beantown?
No.
Because of all the Dunkin' Donuts.
Wait, let me guess.
Because of those beans that are lying around.
The bean, like the Chicago bean, was originally there.
Yep.
And it was
that's
like
right.
And it migrated. It migrated
was
later.
Before,
John
forget.
Was actually pretty Chicago. Close.
It's because of all the Dunkin' Donuts they got there?
No, the second thing you said.
It's Mark Wahlberg.
All the beans they got lying around. It's literally just because the earliest settlers loved baked beans and molasses. And so they're called
Beantown. We got all of it.
Me too, early settlers of Boston. Me too.
They decided Molasses Town just wasn't hitting the mark.
Beantown
is definitely.
All right. Moving on. Question
Beantown
three.
Discourse.
The south side of the bracket was taking place in Dallas this year. Many fans traveling to the game probably took the airline that's also headquartered in Dallas. Which of the following airlines is based out of Dallas? A, Delta. B, Southwest. Ethan.
I'm stopping you there, Bryce. It's B, Southwest.
It is Southwest. That is correct.
I love my free Southwest like trail mix stuff. It's so good.
We are not sponsored by Southwest.
No, just their trail mix.
It's so good.
That's true, though. They do have a good snack mix.
Hey, wait, let me get some.
You got some on hand?
What do you mean? Do you take enough Southwest?
What in the world?
Why do you just have that?
This where is do you great get for that? Audio medium.
Do you fly that often?
Crinkle it by the mic. So we
give it a little.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's signature.
Is that
Southwest
from the plane? Like,
oh yeah.
It'd be worse if it wasn't. Where else would you
get
that?
Can you imagine he's just ordering them on Amazon?
I'm wondering, like, do you just you found their manufacturer? And you convince them like you are one of the hubs of Southwest. You're like, yeah, actually, we need a new shipment.
he's preparing to start a snack mix drop shipping company where he white labels Southwest
That's
snack mix.
So funny.
Oh my god.
I always ask for extra. And
man, I feel like this question was biased now.
I know, this is BS, Bryce.
The other two options were JetBlue and United.
I didn't have a shot. No chance. It was all guessing.
Do you know what the other ones are based out of?
United is Denver.
I know Atlanta's nope. Delta.
No.
Yes, Delta is Atlanta.
United. Let me guess. Where is United? Is it LAX?
It's Chicago.
Oh.
And then JetBlue. I just had to figure out a fourth one. JetBlue is Long Island.
Oh. It's a weird one.
That place where famously there are a lot of planes.
is that a yeah.
Never mind.
it is famous. Yeah.
Question
You're
four.
You're to include all the big four and then JetBlue and leave out.
Well,
America.
It's because American is from Fort Worth. So.
Oh.
I didn't like. I wanted someone close. To complain about that.
Would have been a good sure. challenge That's question. Fair.
Question four. The final side of the bracket, the Midwest side, was in Detroit. Detroit's famous for a lot of things, but for this question, we are going to focus on... So someone want to guess which way
Pizza.
I went with it?
Cars.
Those are both ones I looked at.
The Henry Ford Museum.
Motown.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So this is multiple Bryce. Choice. What was the highest charting Motown duet? Dante, before
Ain't No
the
Mountain,
answers.
It's Ain't No, Ain't, what's the, I don't know the name of the song,
ain't no,
you have to say it.
Oh, fuck, give me 10 seconds.
This is crazy.
To be clear, I'm not saying that this is the answer, but
I think it's Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Oh, man.
But I don't know if the full song title also has
that
Ain't No Valley Low Enough. But I think it's just the first part.
I think that's actually in parentheses after Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
a lot of misinformation, but the title of the song, is Ain't No Mountain High Enough, and it is incorrect.
Dang.
Oh, man.
John, you've buzzed.
Oh, no, I was waiting behind Dante.
No,
you buzzed.
I don't have an answer. I'm passing to Ethan.
I get the multiple choice.
Yeah, I'm passing to Ethan. Ethan, what do you got?
Ethan.
B.
Is that a viable strategy?
It counts. I've done it.
Okay, we'll count it. That's incorrect. So that means you also gave Max a 50-50. So
yeah. Woo.
So Max, the options were A, Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. B, You're a Special Part of Me by Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye. C, Endless Love by Diana Ross and Lionel Richie. Or D, It Takes Two by Marvin Gaye and Kim Wester.
Wow, really? I still would have guessed... Ain't no
if you
enough.
Don't get this, no one gets the points. So,
oh, wow.
It's really low scoring game here.
Go with C, Endless Love.
That is correct.
Well done.
Yep. I was also surprised
Total
by this.
Guess.
But
I had no idea.
Endless Love was Hot 100 peak at number one for 9 weeks in 1981.
How does it go? Wow. I don't even like that. Does not ring
Give
a bell.
Give us a bar.
Yeah, Bryce, sing it all right
now. Play it. We'll play it now.
Oh, yeah. There's only you in my
life. Max, it doesn't help if you sing over it.
A few moments later.
They haven't said it yet. Have they said it yet? There we go.
There
I don't
go.
Think this was the format it was meant to be.
I really want that to be the TikTok clip of like the three of you jamming out and me and John just like,
I don't know. Never heard that song.
Genuinely no.
Highest grossing Motown.
Top
over
peak,
Ain't No Mountain.
Hot,
high
hot,
enough?
Hot.
Highest.
Hot.
Highest.
Hot. Hot.
Hot. It's hot.
The hottest song.
Specifically, it was highest charting.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I don't like that.
Oh, so all the other duets were not number one, is what you're saying?
No, charted badly.
Or they weren't as long at number one.
Sure.
Because I think Ain't No Mountain High was number one for like 3 weeks. I think that was
well, they got thefted then, because that's a great song. It's number one in my heart.
So are you saying forever. Endless Love is not a great song?
Is it?
It's number one in my heart for
so you
number one the 5 weeks in a row.
Oh, expound wow. on that, Dante. Okay.
Listen, I acknowledge that my preference does not represent all of Motown fandom. Like,
No, Dante is the face of Motown.
That's true. I have heard that.
This skinny little white boy is the face of Motown.
You heard it here first, folks.
As long as I've known Dante, he's called himself the face of Motown.
I'm Mr. Motown.
Mr. Motown, if you will.
Okay, we have to move away from this.
Dante, Mr. Motown,
for actually many reasons.
For lots of reasons. All right, so we're going to do question five here. We've done all of the Sweet 16 Elite Eight sites now. So the final site, the Final Four and Championship, are in Phoenix, Arizona. So for Phoenix, you are not buzzing on this question. Everyone's going to be writing down an answer, and the closest correct answer will get the points. So what is the record for most consecutive days with a temperature of more than 100 degrees in Phoenix?
Record, so you're looking for consecutive days,
that it's gotten over 100 in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. And it's closest?
Fahrenheit.
Thank you.
Well, yes. And you're the only person who needed that specialization.
Yeah, everyone else was thinking it would be over 100 Celsius for sure.
Yeah, Kelvin. Yeah. I think I get that.
Kelvin, wouldn't that be all of them? That's every day.
Infinite.
Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready. I'm ready. I have no idea. It's a real gut check.
Sorry, give me 10 seconds.
Every question has been a real gut check for me.
All right.
John, we'll go with you first.
All right. I've got the number 18. I don't know if you can see that, but I wrote
18. I really can't, but I believe you.
On my screen, it looks like 81, so I promise it's 18.
Second, we'll go Ethan.
All right. My aunt is going to be very disappointed if I get this wrong, because they might live there, but this is my answer, 93.
They might live. Did you just say they might live there?
I don't want to dox them. I don't want to dox them.
The mic doesn't help. It just makes it sound like you're not quite sure where your grandparents are right now.
Aunt was aunt, right?
Yeah.
Oh, your aunt.
Well, either one, right?
All right, so we got 93.
Yeah, Dante.
I went with 40.
Okay, Max.
I went with 57.
Ooh,
we got a good spread.
57.
Good spread.
Give me a second. I gotta think about it. What would you say, Ethan?
93.
Oh, jeez.
It can't be right.
That's so many.
That's three months.
That's
straight.
The whole summer. That's
it's all so summer. Hot. Like, it's so. You ever been there?
Peelingly hot.
And then Max,
I haven't,
you said,
but I know who has.
57.
Well, I know who might have been.
All right, maybe. By two days closer, it goes to Ethan.
Oh my!
The correct answer was 76 consecutive days.
Wow, that's too many days.
That's too long.
It's hot there.
Crazy.
It's that dry heat.
It happened in 1993, which was 3 years after Phoenix hit its highest temperature of 122 degrees Fahrenheit.
Why do people live there? That's awful. It's a bad place for people to live.
It is a dry.
That's what they all say.
It doesn't matter how dry the heat is if you're dead from heat stroke, Max.
Max is in dry heat right now.
The public transportation is good, though.
I don't like that.
Oh, yeah.
Do
they have trains?
Buses?
Do they even have a subway?
It's just giant spiders that
I'll
you
never
on.
He's
tell.
Not even sure if his family's there. So.
We can't trust him. All right, so let's do a recap after round one on points.
Zero.
I don't remember. I'm going to be honest. Have I gotten anything?
No.
Also zero.
Dose.
Three.
Nice. All right.
Oh,
Midwest region showing up.
Yeah.
Midwest came to play.
The East bracket was just full of frauds this year, huh? That's not great.
So,
oh my gosh.
As a reminder, challenge question, you need to do it at the question if you're suspicious of anything. And also one more round and we will drop off the two lowest
points. It's the Max and Ethan show.
It's double points. Anyone's
now let's
true.
Take it to halftime.
With what were the character names? Alec and Rick? Did they name her Rick for this one? In the voice of Gene Steratore?
Well, things are heating up in Phoenix for the Bus One Final Four, but here in the studio, we have some somber news to share. Our longtime host and producer, Kevin, passed at St. Peter's General Hospital last night, where he was being treated for ankle injuries after challenging his son Rick to a one-on-one. Rest in peace, Kevin. You died doing what you loved. Gene? Well, it seems Gene is a bit inconsolable at the moment, but I'm sure what he meant to say is that Addison Schreiber will get the point for correctly writing in to last week's question. Virginia was indeed the team that lost in the first round of the tournament in 2018, then won it all in 2019. Kevin? I mean... Oh. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, Kevin always said he wanted to be buried in the city that hosted the most Final Fours. Do you know the city that's hosted the most Final Fours? Send in your answers on this week's Instagram post at Bus1Trivia or comment on the poll on Spotify to have a chance at winning a point. Well, that does it for the half. Let's send it back to the guys in Phoenix. Only on Bus1Trivia.
I'm going to do something to bring it back here.
Basketball.
That was perfect.
All right. Well, thanks to the, what are they called? Broadcasters in the studio?
Sure. Commentators. We'll
commentators.
Yeah. Fans.
Thanks to Alec.
Thanks to the fans.
Thanks, fans.
Charles Barkley, noted fan.
Thanks to the fans and thanks to God.
And you know what?
Thanks to God. And thanks to Gene Steratore for being there.
All right, thanks Alec and Rick for giving us that audience question. Now we're about ready to start round two. Dante and Johnny need to step it up here to try to get into the championship.
Don't call it Dante.
Piss off, and ref.
We'll see.
Whoa.
We will see because this round, all five questions are on general sports trivia.
I hate it, you guys.
It was nice. It was nice knowing you folks.
I'm so glad we were brought here for this.
Wait, I don't know who is favored in this round, though.
Not me either. I think it's you, Max. I
do not think so.
You know something about a sport or two. I think all, and I don't all know four anything of us about
know little enough about sports that we're all going to have a bad time.
I think all four of you could get any of these questions. So.
Oh, really?
Which
it
means
could.
It's a okay. Okay, I'm not going to say the thing we'll that see. I was going to say. I'll save it for later.
All right. So, question six. This is a buzzing question. Question six. What sporting event is held every year a day before Memorial Day? Max.
The Indianapolis 500?
That is correct.
God.
Why the fuck was I sitting here like the Kentucky Derby? Like, what am I doing here?
Yep, it's the Indy 500, which notoriously fits a bunch of other things. I have a list here if you want me to read it.
My favorite Indy 500 fact is it's the largest non-religious gathering of people.
Oh, really? What?
Yo.
I think large, or maybe largest annual non-religious
gathering
of people. How big is
no
it?
No way, that doesn't make sense. Is that true?
They name have another, like 400,000 people.
There's nowhere else you go year. For that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where else would you have
that's
that many
true.
People?
That's wild. Like
maybe the Olympics?
But it's not annual.
Yeah,
annual.
But even then, it's annual. And you, yeah, not annual.
So
that's not all like yeah, one event. Annual. It's like a bunch.
I every year that it happens, I really enjoy seeing the pictures of the track with all of the other things that fit inside of it,
like the Vatican. Like
so, yeah, it fits the White House, Vatican City, Taj Mahal, Roman Coliseum, Yankee Stadium, the Rose Bowl Stadium, Liberty Island, and Churchill Downs, all. Inside of
like combined the or individually
wow. combined
all combined
dang
that's I'll, next time I see that Dante I'll so send it to big. You
yeah
do you ever see that meme that's like it's like wow how big Alaska is and it's like how much can fit inside it and it's just like it's the just entire like world
Texas all
Texas the entirety of Russia it's like oh my gosh Alaska's so big
yo.
Moving on to question seven again this is buzzing. What is the only sport to be played on the moon?
Dante!
I have no idea, but I'm going to throw out baseball.
Baseball is incorrect.
Woof.
John.
That's because the answer is golf.
That is the correct answer. It is golf.
That's fun.
Do you know any more information about it or just that fact?
They sure did do that on the moon, Bryce. Back to you in the studio.
Well said. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Spoken like a true scholar sport. So it was Apollo 14 astronaut Alan Shepard that did it in 1971.
Alan Shepard?
He missed the first ball. And the second swing, he made contact and said it went on for, quote, miles and miles and miles.
So he left it there?
So there you go. And
miles to go.
That's a wild thing to say.
Still orbiting.
That's a wild thing to say after you missed the first ball. Because now I don't believe you. I don't believe that happened at all. That's like saying you caught a fish that was like this big, but I was like there for the first one and you got that.
That's true.
So good.
Alan, how do I know Alan Shepard? Like, what is he? What else is he famous for? Because I definitely have heard that
it's
name.
Mainly
before.
Being
he was one of the ones in that like
Dax Shepard.
What's that big movie?
No,
that, like everyone watched in school. The Right Stuff. Is that the right? Is that the
no,
one?
No, that's
that is a movie.
Not.
The good. The,
it sure
the
is
something.
A movie.
The people. what is the name of the one that like follows the first people that went into space?
Apollo 11?
Like a dramatized. No.
I don't know what you're talking
sorry,
about.
I can't Google.
Armageddon
like, is the only one that can.
Is it like
the Astronaut Cowboys?
They're like Autumn Sky.
Cowboys versus Aliens.
Yeah, that's it.
I can't remember the name of the movie.
Top Gun.
Yeah.
The Right Stuff is right.
The right stuff? I see.
So that's Alan
Shepard? I got
it right. Yeah.
I think he's one of the people featured in that.
I think so. Nice. Good pull there, John, even though
thanks.
You didn't know anything besides
I knew
the fact
enough.
Itself.
I knew enough.
He knew as all much right. as he needed to.
It got me 2 points, didn't it?
Oh, for this one, it's not Buzz. You're writing down your answer again.
Okay.
So closest wins.
Let me cross off 18 here.
Question number 8. What is the diameter of a basketball hoop?
Oh, fuck,
looking
18,
for
gang.
Inches. I'm
inches.
Doing the American.
Inches?
I'm doing the American.
I'm visualizing.
What is the diameter of a basketball?
It's got to be big enough for the basketball, right?
So we've all dunked. So just like think about the spacing of your hands after you.
I'm not on both sides of the rim when I dunk.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's not at.
Then
he's not
that
at,
gives you your answer.
I'm not dunking.
He's not
like
at
that.
9 and 3.
No, you don't
he's like
dunk.
2 and 10.
I'm at like 7 and 5.
With either dunk. Hand on the opposite side of the rim.
Like, this isn't a good feeling for me, Bryce.
All right, yeah, guesses?
No, hang on. I'm literally having to, like, I'm using my hands, and I'm just moving it out until I'm like, that's too big.
It's like that.
And then trying to guess how big
right
that is.
Right or wrong.
Ethan, Max, you good?
I'm trying to decide, but I'm good.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to start with Ethan.
Oh, my God.
Savage.
All right. So I can't remember. For some reason, I have a strong feeling that a basketball is 16 and a half inches. So I want to say that a basketball hoop is 18, which is but I also wrote down 16 and a half. But I'm going to say 18. That's my answer.
So what your answer is 18?
Inches, yeah.
Okay, Max.
Well, you said diameter, and I realize that now. But this entire time, I was thinking circumference. I was in
this
like
guy's
similar
crazy.
Area as Ethan, but I went with a solid 50 inches.
Yeah.
Wow. I multiplied by pi.
I'm making that for days.
I'm making that for days. 4 foot wide basketball hoop.
I want to play on that one.
So I was in the same zone as Ethan.
Oh my gosh.
but not quite the right answer.
Not quite the right answer.
You can throw a child through it sideways.
Me with all my right, newborn son.
So we have 18 and 50 so far. John, what do you have?
I scribbled out 18 and I wrote 18.
Okay.
Yo, commitment.
Yeah.
And then Dante.
Sorry, I'm still laughing at like I'm imagining like a full basketball game. Everything else on the court is normal sized,
except the 2 month old baby. I just fucking
just wow. Enormous.
People doing like
wow, that kills
spinning
me.
Okay. My baby.
An alley-oop,
I said 20.
But you're like
I said
across
20
from.
Inches.
So. The correct answer is 18 inches.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's go, baby.
Let's go.
So loud.
What's the diameter of a basketball?
You can fix just it in post. Quick check.
Yeah, it's definitely not 16 or whatever you said.
No, that's okay. Way
wrong. 16 and a
that's
half?
That's so big.
The ball would never go in the hoop.
It's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be hard.
Yeah, think about that. The ball has to,
it has to go from like an angle.
Exactly. An angle. In.
You have an inch and a half of wiggle room total. Go for it.
So somehow you were really wrong and still got the right answer.
Yeah.
The diameter for men NCAA
the
is 9.39 to 9.55 inches. And for women, it's 9.07 to 9.23.
Significantly.
Wait, that's the radius,
inches.
Right? Nine?
That is the diameter.
No. If it was the radius, then it wouldn't fit in the hoop.
Oh, you're saying
the ball.
Basketball.
Of the ball.
I thought
of
you were
the
saying
ball. The question is the ball.
I thought you were still talking about the hoop.
They installed different rims.
That's what I was saying. I was like, what are you talking about? And for Max, it's 50 inches, but only for Max.
I'm just that good that it feels like the hoop is
Max
passed,
is out here,
you know, with just like how many buckets I'm seeing. Like,
that's usually I don't even look.
Max,
I just toss it in the general
huge,
direction.
That's larger than a hula hoop, you understand.
That's fine.
So,
that's easy.
We are giving points to both Ethan and John for that question.
Let's go.
It's for, tight.
Oh yeah, let's do a point check real quick.
John, I have them all marked down. John and I are tied at 4. Ethan has 5.
Oh, okay. Dante
Max,
still zero?
Zero.
Okay.
I'm never going to financially recover from this.
How many questions are left in this round?
2.
Okay.
So you come could back. Technically come back.
Would it be all 4 if Dante
if,
gets
no, we're the tiebreaker.
If the 3 of us tie, can we like Voltron together into one big player against
all right.
Ethan?
Question wait, 9.
Wait.
So for this question, when you buzz in, you have 5 seconds to give me your answer. So you
five
can't
seconds.
Buzz until you have your answer.
Or I got to think fast in 5 seconds.
True.
Fast and furious.
All right. So for this question, I'll try to explain it clearly before I give the thing. So what I'm looking for here... Is
was that part of it? Was that part of it? Max, you have to tell me if you're part of this or else it's entrapment. Was that part of it?
You have to tell me if you're a cop. No.
Right. So I'm looking for the sum total of the number of players that can play at a time for various major sports. So for example, I will just give you one. In basketball, there's 5 players on the court at a time. I'm going to be giving you sports, and you're going to be adding up the players that can play in each of those sports at one time to give
for
me one
team
sum total.
Or both
yeah, only
including for one time. Team.
Only including thank one team. You. Okay.
One team. So, like, basketball is 5 players.
So, on one team. Okay, yeah, sorry.
One team. Everyone got it?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. So, the major sports are volleyball, baseball, basketball, soccer, and water polo.
Oh my gosh.
We are looking for the buzz when you have the sum. John.
28.
That is incorrect.
Okay.
Is it going to be closest if none of us get it?
We'll see.
Okay.
John, keep working at it.
No.
Dante.
I'm going to say 37.
That is incorrect.
Just tossing it out there.
Max.
39?
That is incorrect. Ethan.
Can you repeat the last 2 sports again?
Soccer and water polo.
All right.
So water polo is just a big question mark, right?
My answer is 41.
That is incorrect. I'm at a dilemma here. I don't want to give anything away. Keep going. Everyone,
what?
Can buzz in.
What numbers have been said so far? Like,
clear the buzzers.
What numbers have we said so far, team?
Max.
38.
38 is correct.
Okay. I mean, okay. I don't love how that
he was closest.
Decided,
he was closest.
Fine.
That was
he was
funky.
Closest the first time.
It was between Dante and Max.
Yeah.
But like they were both 1 point away. So
I didn't realize that.
Sure.
So what I think everyone knows everything except for water polo probably.
Yeah.
No, I know 0 of these numbers.
Oh really?
Yeah. I don't know anything about sports.
What
dude.
A good guess.
That's a really good guess then. I chose these because none of them have the same number of players. So basketball is the lowest with 5. Volleyball has 6. Water polo has 7. Baseball has 9. And soccer has 11.
Wow. God dang. Look at you go.
Good job, Max. Good work.
Wait, Max, see, Max deserved those points.
Yeah,
you know?
No, he worked it out.
All right. Cool. Good job.
I thought baseball was 10 for some reason.
You want to
challenge
right
it
now?
Challenge it.
Throw those points away, pretty boy.
Go I might just challenge it, just no, because I have nothing to lose.
You would get 3 points.
I truly have nothing to lose. I challenge.
You go from last to last.
Are you challenging?
Don't
this?
Challenge the number for baseball. That one's really
no. I'm just going to challenge the question. I won't specify.
Oh, okay.
You're just challenging it.
Yeah,
he's played water polo before.
Anyone else want to hop on? Or just Dante.
Just Dante.
That is. Not the challenge question.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
Whatever.
Dante moves from last place to further last place.
To negative place.
Negative?
Rough showing by the Dantes.
Dante What's disappears your mascot? And reappears in the hell dimension. Like,
the Dantes.
The Dante Swingers.
The Stallions.
Not the Swingers. Stallions. Don't say the Swingers.
Stallions. I like the Swingers.
Upside down pineapple is my mascot.
I was about to say.
All right. So for this one, you are writing down answers again, only really to help yourself more. You'll see why in a second. But for this question, question 10, we are looking to put sports in the correct chronological order from when they were first invented and or started. You'll see what the difference between.
Bryce, you're the only person I know who likes these questions.
They're so good.
Chronological order. I hate these.
All right. So you have the Kentucky Derby. So the first Kentucky Derby, the invention of baseball, the first college football game, and the invention of basketball.
We're putting them in order?
Yep.
Do we have to buzz in?
Yep.
Oh, man, what the...
Well, no.
Or should we all answer?
Because you're writing it down. You can all answer.
What was that fourth one? You said derby, what? Baseball, college football, and...
Basketball.
We're not buzzing in?
No.
Okay.
Is everyone ready?
Wait.
Were both football and basketball specifically college, right?
I said college football, and I said basketball.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Max, we'll start with you.
I said baseball, then Kentucky Derby, then basketball, then college football.
Okay. Dante?
That is what I said.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Ethan?
I said Derby first, and then baseball, then the invention of basketball, then college football.
Okay. John?
I said baseball, college football, Kentucky Derby, basketball.
John gets it spot on.
Dang.
Oh my god.
For four.
He's insane. Dang. This guy knows it.
Impressive.
Don't call it a comeback. Oh my god.
Baseball was first in 1839 with a Civil War hero named Abber Doubleday in Cooperstown.
Sorry, one more time. Sorry,
it's fun syllables. Fun syllables.
It's baseball. There's always fun names in baseball. Abber Doubleday.
Excellent. If I ever get a cat, I'm naming it that.
College ADD football for next. Short. College football was 1869. Famously, the first game was between Rutgers and New Jersey, who would later become Princeton.
I was about to say the entire state. Rutgers and the rest of
Rutgers. Versus the rest of New Jersey.
Yes. It's like shirts versus skins, but everyone wearing a shirt can play.
I don't have a fun fact.
It's New Jersey. Let's be honest. They're the skins for sure.
Oh, absolutely. You're right.
And then basketball, James Naismith, a Canadian who invented it in Springfield, Massachusetts in 1891.
But we took that away from him.
So where does that leave us with points?
Oh my gosh.
Max, do you want to read off or do you want me to read off?
You can read off.
All right, because I have big news about where that puts me with points. That
insane.
Brings me and Max tied in the lead with 6, leaving Luch behind in the dust with 5, and then Dante has -3.
-3 points.
There's no good way for me to do that, Dante. I'm sorry.
No, I appreciate it. You just said it straight up. Thank you.
We just have the equivalent of a buzzer beater here, folks.
Okay, we don't need to rub it in.
Nailing the last question. Like,
that's
1.2 seconds left on the clock, half court.
Unbelievable. I'm beautiful. So mad right now. I'm a third quarter player, too.
Damn, dude. All 5'9" of
good
you
game,
had
good
no...
Game.
Thanks to Ethan and Dante for being in the first two rounds. We are moving on to the championship between Max and John.
Max was always going
to
come to this, bud. This is what
I
was going to come to this. We knew this was coming. Alec willed this into existence.
Do I have to mute myself now? Do I have to leave?
No, Dante.
No, you don't have to do either, but just, you know, let the winners take control of the, of the third
All
round.
Right. Wow.
Submit to
actually,
Dante.
Actually, right. Dante.
sure.
Feel free to give us your ab breakdown today.
No, absolutely not.
Don't bend to capitalism. Don't do that here.
Mm-mm.
Ethan, Dante, you want to do it?
I need you here, though, for the moral support.
I'll let the winners take care of it if they're so good at using words and stuff.
We're getting ready for the game, though. We have
we're getting the headspace.
Ethan, you want to do your NIL deal here?
Sure. What is an NIL deal?
The most agreeable
and
man.
That's why you're not moving on, Ethan. John, give me your NIL.
I'm not giving you my NIL.
No,
Here's a behind the scenes tidbit. So in preparation for this exact scenario, I saw that Max on Discord was listening to Spotify. So to get in the right headspace to face Max in the final, I saw that there was a listen along with Max function on Spotify. So I've been grooving to Max's whole playlist for like the last hour. It was great.
I feel there was some violated.
That's crazy. That's
it was
crazy.
Like the best like mind game trick I could possibly pull without Max knowing at all. It was phenomenal.
We'll see if the strategy pulls off.
I'm shook. I am shook for the record. For the listeners,
scary.
I am shook. He's in my head.
All right, let's focus back in.
All right, do you want us to reintroduce ourselves?
No, it's okay. We're moving on to round three. This is the championship. Max v. John to see who is the champion of Bus One. All of these questions are about or related to the 2024 NCAA March Madness tournament. So it's either things that have happened
or will happen.
Questions about the teams.
Or will happen.
Yeah,
things that are happening or will happen.
I don't think I said at the beginning of the episode, so I will say now, we are recording this before the Elite Eight games for the men's tournament, and while the second day of the Sweet 16 is happening on the women's side of the bracket. So we don't know yet who's going to be in the Final Four on either side, but by the time this comes out, you will be getting ready for the Final Four. All right, so question 11. This is multiple choice, so you will buzz in. As I told our listeners in the Midwest Elite Eight episode, the first time that the first four were added to the tourney was in 2011. This year, which of the following teams did not play in the first four games in Dayton? A, Colorado. B, Colorado State, C, Nevada, or D, Boise State? Max.
C, Nevada.
That is incorrect.
Oh, no. I was so sure.
I'm trying to see it in my head. I'm putting it in my mind's eye.
John is running through his mind palace.
I was asleep, I think, when this happened, so I don't remember. I'm just going to say Colorado, and we're going to move on.
That is also incorrect.
Let us say two more team names.
Yeah, I'll give Max another go.
I'll say Boise State.
That is correct.
And I think I'm going to challenge because I'm pretty sure Boise State played in one of the play-ins. So I'm going to use
You're
my challenge.
You're challenging it?
Yeah. Whoa. I'm pretty sure it is Nevada and not Boise State.
Okay. John, are you going to challenge?
I'll leave it be. I'll let him have his moment.
Max, you are correct. It is Nevada that did not play in the first four.
So does that mean I get 6 points
you
for
get
getting the
oh six?
That's
gosh.
Kind of disgusting.
Yeah. So John,
that's kind of disgusting, especially since you let him go twice in that round.
Should
I have buzzed in first and then I?
You had a shot, and I let you jump on the challenge. And you did neither.
You would have let me jump on the challenge anyway. That's how challenge questions work. What I'm saying is that you let Max have two shots and didn't tell us that we were going to go back around.
You actually asked.
Yeah.
I what?
You were like, let's
yeah, no,
we're
that's fine.
Go.
Max had a 50% chance to find the right answer there.
He's mad at the ref.
Well, actually, I did have a thought process because I remember very specifically
the thought process
that
isn't what's important here.
Colorado
for the challenge,
State.
Sure, but the thought process isn't important. It's pure stats. It's pure statistics.
Well, no, I knew because I knew Nevada was the right answer, so I was pretty sure Bryce chose Boise State as the fake answer.
So you're telling me you actually had a 66% chance to get it right
State.
There, and I should be even more upset?
Yes.
Dang.
Yeah. All right, John, you're playing from behind, but you can still catch up. There's still plenty
That's
of
I like
points
playing,
available.
Bryce.
Yeah, there's still plenty of points available. Don't worry. Question 12. For this one, we're going to have you write it down and closest wins.
Okay.
Can me and Ethan play along just for funsies?
For the sure. fun. For
yeah,
the
like 3-point contest in the background?
For the fans.
Yeah.
In my opinion, the first round upsets are the most exciting part of March Madness. For this question, give me the number of double-digit seeds that won in the first round of both the men and women's side of the tournament.
Can you? I know I'm not a player, but just like, can you say it again for me?
I'm looking for the number of double-digit seeds, so that's 10 through 16, that won in the first round of the tournament in both the men and women's tournaments.
How many? Are there multiple, like... Never mind. So you know what? I'm not even going to write an answer down because I think it's just going to show how much I don't know.
Throw a Dante, I also don't know. I'm throwing a number at the wall.
So is there multiple? There's multiple like 10 seeds, right? In one bracket. Yeah.
So I'm going to explain the bracket. John, you keep going. I'll explain it.
Keep going.
Do you have a number already?
I just wrote a number down, Bryce.
Oh, okay.
My job is actually very easy. So each division has their own 10 through 16 seed because they have 1 through 16. So that means that there's 20 total in each tournament. Right, Bryce?
20 what?
Or no, I can't do math. There's 7 times 4 is 28.
7 what?
What?
7.
Oh, I see.
So double digit
10
seeds?
Through 16. So in each division, and there's 4 divisions in one tournament.
Okay.
So seven double digit seeds.
So there's 28 times 2 for... Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks.
But really, in the first round, almost every single game will have a double-digit seed, except the 8-9 seed. So 28 out of the 32.
So it's mainly looking for the upsets, except for the 8-9 match.
Got it.
Basically.
Oh, okay. So how many upsets?
Yeah.
I don't know why I bothered asking.
More
I'm
or less.
Throw it
I guess I could have simplified the question that way, but the 9 seeds are always hard to follow.
All right.
That's why I didn't.
Hey, I wrote something down.
Just write something down.
I'm not going to have Ethan and Dante give their answers,
that's
but
fair.
You can play.
Yeah, that's fair.
We'll start with Max.
I guessed 12.
Okay. And John?
I went lower. I said 8.
John gets the points there. It was 9 this year. There were 8 on the men's side and 1 on the women's side.
That's why good I job, thought Ethan. There good were job, 7 Ethan. Or 8 in the men's. I was so surprised there were so little in the women's.
Yeah, it's pretty common for that to happen. There's a bigger drop off between the higher teams and the lower teams.
35. Let's go. Let's
Dante
go.
Just flashed 35 on the screen, so that's fun.
Yo. That's awesome. That
just
is awesome.
Shakily Whoa.
That
coming
is awesome.
Into camera.
Oopsie.
And that's minus 3 more for Dante.
Dante just got ejected, you guys. That was wild.
That's crazy.
So there is a bonus point available, and it says buzzed. This is 1 point, but it's a bonus. In both the men and women's, what school was the lowest seed to win? Max.
Lowest as in
11?
Lowest number on the number
line?
What
school? Yeah, no, what,
oh,
what
NC
school?
NC State?
That is incorrect.
Oh, no.
John?
That's what I was going to go with.
It's okay. You can pass.
It's fine. We can pass.
It's just a bonus.
It's one point,
if someone knew it, it would have been a bonus point. But the correct school was Oakland, and they were
It was Oakland!
Seed.
Oh, no.
They knocked off number 3.
I'd
Kentucky.
Like to apologize to Golki for forgetting about his school.
He, look at that. You
he was chosen by God for 1 round, and that was it. So,
but yes, John nails the 3 and cuts back into the lead.
No, I don't.
Going into question.
What? That's not how numbers work. Max has 6 points.
And you have 3 now.
I have 3. I'm not in the lead. Max has
cut
6
into
cut
the lead.
Into
oh,
the
cut
lead,
into the lead. Okay. I heard cut back into the lead, and I was like, what are we? Okay, moving on.
Question 13. This is Buzz. No, we're going to do closest again.
Okay.
Apparently, I like that more. This episode.
It feels better to me.
It's working well.
I agree. I like closest.
Rather than testing our internet connections against each other.
The losers get to play along, too.
True.
Yeah, play Yay! Along at home. Welcome to play along at home.
So question 13.
We're on the
Speaking
couch.
Speaking of the low seeds, for this question, I'm looking for the lowest seed to make various rounds of the tournament.
Like ever?
There is a possibility. Yes, ever.
Okay.
As a hint, there is a possibility our listeners are watching one school tie a record this year. In order to get the points, you need to give the lowest seeded men's or women's team to make the Elite Eight, the Final Four, and to become a champion. So we're just looking for number here, not like a team. The lowest seed to win, the lowest seed to make a Final Four, and the lowest seed to make the Elite Eight. Tell me when you're ready.
So Elite Eight, Final Four, and championship? Okay.
Yeah, to win the championship.
To win the championship.
Yeah, okay. I don't have anything for the runner-up. Max started last time, so we'll start with John.
Okay. I didn't take my beta blocker today, so I'm shaky, so sorry if my writing is okay. Horrible. So I have Elite Eight. I wrote 15. Okay. For Final Four, I wrote 11. Okay. And for champion, I wrote 5.
All right. Max.
Ours are very similar, except for the champion. I said for Elite Eight, 15 seed, 12 seed for the Final Four, and a 9 seed for a champion.
Whew.
This is going to be a tough judge, but I think I have to give it to Max.
That's okay.
Well, I don't know. I'll let Max, whoa. I mean, I'll let Dante and Ethan decide. The
How
correct
does
answers.
This system work? I'm so confused.
Calm down.
Now I'm a referee.
You guys under review by
What's
the fans
happening?
Somehow.
We lost.
I went from, a competitor to like that little kid that gets to try to make a basket during halftime.
I'm trying to involve you. Exactly.
And now I'm an official.
A true hero's journey. A true hero's journey.
Loses in the Final Four. Always
they become
the champions. That's how it works.
So we retired, and now we're ready.
Now you're Courtney Green.
I'm taking it back. Elite Eight, the lowest seed to win, you both got that right, was 15. It was St. Peter's.
After a couple years ago. Talk about who they beat to get there.
Exactly. Final Four, John, you were correct. Mm-hmm. It is the 11 seed.
Because you mentioned that they were going to try to tie it this year in NC State's
exactly,
11.
Exactly. Yep. That was my hint. There's been a lot of teams that have done it. LSU 1986, George Mason 2006.
Is Clemson in 11? I thought
VCU
Clemson was 12.
Were?
Clemson is a 6 seed.
No, but what were
NC,
they?
NC State is an 11
seed. Is the 11
seed. Yeah, NC State's
okay,
11.
So I was completely off with Clemson.
I was on your side there, Max. I thought we were talking about Clemson at a different year. I was like, oh, yeah, Max obviously knows what he's talking about.
Oh, yes.
There was a couple of other...
completely off, actually.
But the champion, it was an 8 seed. So that was only one off in 2 for Max. Or you have John, who got it correct,
nailed
was
2
off,
and whiffed
but
one.
Was off 3 in the 1. You see why I'm saying it's like...
Yeah, it is tough.
I think you have to give them both points.
Well, I think if it's this call, then the call on the court stands, which was originally Max from the ref. Just saying,
my original plan was to do the closest, difference. So I think I'll stick to that and give Max the points there.
Oof. Hey, you're the ref.
But, yeah, but we're also refs. So Ethan, you and I can team
up.
Winning
on a technicality.
Vote him.
Two rounds.
What do you think? You should kill Bryce.
What do you think, Chen?
John got the last run.
Alec is screaming editing this right now with me getting another technicality like this.
If we want,
Alec is seething.
If we want to even up the score, we could give it to John.
I say let's give it to John.
No,
Bryce, you've been outvoted by the other
okay,
two refs
you know
that
How
you just
this?
Instated.
That's TV bullshit.
If that's the case. We'll give 3
March
to
Madness.
Both people.
It's March Madness.
All right.
I'm giving 3 to
that.
Both.
Just don't give any
I'll
points. Why do we do that?
It's
that
the same thing.
Okay. I'll take the 3 points. Thank
it's
you,
the same
Bryce.
Thing.
Thank you,
this
Bryce.
Is point inflation.
Thank you, Bryce.
This is unbelievable.
Marks, so
I will
this is
say
actually more
it's,
convenient.
It's good because because Max was close, but John used the hints correctly. So
I was more correct.
It feels better that both players got points.
Besides the fact that you're changing your scoring mechanism after the question.
No, it's smart.
Besides that fact, it does feel better.
Good.
You're right.
Sure. It's better. Trivia's better to be loose sometimes.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
it's better.
It's just
you're
we're all
a
here
lot.
Together.
You're not right anymore.
We're all here famously, famously untrue.
Well, if I was
all
doing
the,
this.
All of the bars near me, that's how they do it.
If
they're
I was
like,
doing.
Yeah,
if we played trivia like normal trivia, no one would ever get points.
No, we'd be so bad at this.
That's fair.
We have Charlie Chaplin rules for a reason.
If you're correct, and the winner is no one. You're all so dumb.
You all fucking suck at this.
All right. So question 14. You're writing down again for this one.
Okay.
Do refs get to answer this?
No, also no. Okay. Refs can write whatever they want, but not judging this.
You won't be asked for it.
So for this question, you're going to match the NCAA player to the team. I will give you four players and four teams, and you're going to match them together. All right. So the four players are... Kyle Filipowski, Angel Reese, Hannah Hidalgo, and Caleb Love. I'll do the players again. Kyle Filipowski, Angel Reese, Hannah Hidalgo, and Caleb Love. And the four teams are Duke, Arizona, Notre Dame, LSU.
I knew one of those.
I think I'm in the same boat. I was just like, I knew one.
I was like, I got
so I'll be curious, which player are you confident in?
Filipowski.
Filipowski.
Filipowski. Right. We were tuned in.
We were watching last night.
Yeah, that was important.
What was last night?
I had to justify to Bryce why I was cheering for Duke, so I was locked in.
All right, yeah. So I'm assuming both of you have Duke for Kyle Filipowski.
Yeah. I do have Duke for Kyle Filipowski, yeah.
Let's go by player. So Angel Reese, what do you have?
I said Zona.
I put LSU.
Okay, I'm not going to tell you yet.
Okay.
Hannah Hidalgo.
LSU.
I put Notre Dame.
And Caleb Love?
Notre Dame.
Love, I was pretty sure was Arizona.
Max, you are 4 for 4.
There you go.
What?
Whoa.
Love, so Caleb was familiar, but I just wasn't on it.
Caleb Love played for North Carolina last year and transferred to play for Arizona. Mm. And everyone thought that they were going to be on a collision course in the Elite Eight to play each other. And then they both lost.
Oh.
So that one was that. Kyle Filipowski, a lot of people just recognize the name. Mm-hmm. Angel Reese won the championship with LSU last year. And Hannah Hidalgo plays for Notre Dame. Really, really good player for Notre Dame. They just lost in the Sweet 16, sadly. But
doesn't sound like she's that good.
Oh. Wow.
Burn.
Wrecked.
Dante famously hates two things, and it's Diana Ross and women and women's basketball.
Dang, man.
Dante, can we get more of your women's basketball takes, please?
Dante, the face of Motown, doesn't think
that. Dante, weren't you just saying there's something just like messy, like you just don't like women's
sports? I'm shutting this down.
Don't log off, Dante.
We're walking a dangerous road here. Let's cancel Dante.
Okay, let's cancel Dante right now.
All okay, right. Final question. 5 points to whoever can get Dante canceled.
So for this question, question 15. Actually, hold on. Before I do this, what is the point total right now?
Six.
I'm up six. It's 18.
I thought it was 6-12.
Huh?
No, you're at 9, John.
Oh, I didn't restart the score at the
championship. I'm at 9.
What is the championship separate points? I mean, we were tied going in, so it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Sure, we're
just
tied.
Do it consistently.
No. At the beginning of round three.
Oh, I'm doing separate points. I'm doing separate points. Yeah.
Yeah. So
but
separate
it
points.
Make a difference we
have a lead of 6.
Of
I'm not.
Two.
I can't dig into that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can lose with pride here.
I was potentially going to split this out into 5 separate points, but it's not going to make a difference, so I'm not going to do that. For this question, I'm going to be putting a sound in the chat, and you are going to be buzzing in to identify the correct school based on their fight song.
Oh, okay.
That's nice.
To help you out, I've only used teams that are in the men's Elite Eight this year.
Because that's, you know, that really helps me whittle it down.
Well, if you that's why this is the NCAA.
The NC State fight song sounds like the Duke fight song, sounds like the Tennessee fight song. We'll see how this goes.
Buzzing in, we're doing 1 point per.
I think since I can't win, can Dante and Luch also play along?
Yeah,
buzz in a bowl if they want to.
I appreciate the offer, but I just don't want to embarrass myself even further than I already have.
Aww.
If you know it, buzz in. If not, don't buzz in. How about
All right,
cool. Deal.
All right. So fight song number one.
That's the wildest shit I've ever heard.
John.
Tennessee.
It is not Tennessee. If no one gets it, I'm not giving points. We're not going to keep guessing for this one.
That's okay. That we'd be here
Max,
forever.
Max, you have a guess?
I have no idea. Literally none.
Take a stab.
Yeah, we're going off gut feel.
Yeah, pure gut feel.
That one was good though. I liked that.
It was bouncy.
Yeah,
well,
it had some flute to it.
I put Bama.
It is Bama.
Hey, oh, tie.
He's crazy. He's crazy. Yep.
I was going to say this one, most people probably hear more from college football than basketball, but
that's not my wheelhouse.
That's Bama. All right. Fight song number two.
Oh, I do. Wait.
John?
It's Tennessee.
It's Tennessee.
It's Rocky Top. They're playing Rocky Top. Wish that Rocky Top. I was on a Rocky Top. Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
There you go.
Yep.
I was like, why do I know this song?
Fight song is Rocky Top.
Uh-huh. Shout out to Dolly Parton again. Lots of Dolly Parton. No, we talked about her before the episode started.
Again.
If you were in the room before we hit play.
All right. Fight song number three. John.
I want to say Duke.
It is Duke.
Okay. It felt joyless. Like, there's not... I don't know.
That's
felt,
crazy.
There wasn't a lot of love in that one.
Wow.
Amazing. All right, we got just two left.
I got to open it back up. Okay, yeah.
By song number four.
Oh my God, my hands are, like, shaking. I can't win, but I want to be right.
Max.
Clemson?
It is not Clemson. John, can you do it again?
I don't know if I can. My guess is going to be NC State.
It's not NC State.
Sorry.
All right, this one is UConn.
I thought you were telling me what the answer to the next one was. I was like, okay.
And this next two.
All right, last one.
It's Hail Purdue. That's Purdue. We're
it
good.
It is Purdue.
Classic.
Classic.
A true classic.
All right.
Let that play for a little bit.
There we go.
No, I paused it immediately.
All right. So the Bus One March Madness champion of 2024 is none other than Max.
Yay!
Great job, Kim. Well deserved. Nice.
Banner.
Have done it without
banner.
The fans. Really want to send this one out to Dante and Ethan. And they've done it without the fans.
We're supporters.
Great job.
Competitors.
Good combination. Good combination of general trivia to get you here and March Madness trivia.
To get me
to push
out.
Push you across the finish line.
Great job.
And most importantly, the right people were playing in the Final Four. We can all agree.
We can
there
all
was
agree.
No,
I don't know about that.
No
issues.
Okay.
Whoa.
We all agree.
I'm not weighing in on that minefield.
There was no controversy for the entire tournament.
Not announced.
All right.
Good games, folks. Good games.
Good games.
Well, folks, looks like we've rolled into the station, so that's all the time we have.
Aww.
If you enjoyed your ride on Bus One today, we'd really appreciate it if you told your friends about us. Also, subscribing or dropping a 5-star rating in the podcast player would be super helpful. We're on all the social medias at Bus One Trivia, all spelled out. You can also check out our merch or submit your own topic or question ideas at busonetrivia.com.
Wow.
Or email us at hi@busonetrivia.com. Before we go, we'd like to thank Bert for the use of our theme song 5978, which is a ringer. Thanks for riding Bus One. We will see you next week.
Bye.
Yay.
Bye.